Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for your Holy Spirit to be with us and to help us. Help us in this journey towards the cross and to the journey towards the empty tomb. And this evening, as we just stop and reflect and be with you, we pray that you help us to see what it means to spend time with you and with each other. And may we be blessed by you in many ways. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Our focus this evening is Easter together. And if you look at the meal, you look at Australia's culture, right? Australia's culture is one around Easter, going on holidays. You know, somebody put on Facebook, goes, I can't understand why Australians want to go away on Easter holiday and spend half their time in a traffic jam. And often you'll find that they go camping. I remember when I was at uni, I went camping and I get there on a... We usually left on a Thursday night and we get there at about 11 or 12 o'clock at night. I'd have to pitch a tent with some people, and me not knowing how to pitch the tent was always a bit of a fun to watch. And then we'd camp and then we'd pack up and we'd come home on Monday because we usually had to go back to work. But it's about being with some people, and sometimes it was other people. Sometimes it's food. You know, Easter's about spending time and eating a lot of food and particularly a lot of eggs together. And other times, and for many people around this time of the year, it's the time to go to church. It's one of the highest attendance times for churches. Now, if you... On tomorrow afternoon, if you go to tomorrow evening's news, it's guaranteed that at least two, maybe three of the channels will show you major church services and people packed in those church services and what the messages was, particularly from some of the significant denominations. So Easter is a time for people get together. And come across a couple of quotes which remind us that Christianity is also a time for people to get together. It's about relationship. One quote said this: Christianity ultimately is not a religion or a philosophy, but a relationship and a lifestyle. The core of that lifestyle is Jesus and thinking of others as Jesus did. And then someone else made this comment, which was Jesus constantly called people to be in a relationship with him and others. Even on the cross, he called people to care for each other, where he called his disciples to care for his mother. And if we think about, before we go there, but something for all of us to think about, something for us to keep thinking about is, how important are your relationships with God and others? How important is your relationship with God? And a number of people would say, yep, that's quite important. But what about your relationship with others, both Christians and non-Christians? Do you consider the relationships that you have essential? Or just a nice added extra that might pop up? Well, this evening, the Bible reading, the gospel reading that we heard, had this in it. When Jesus had finished washing the disciples' feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should wash one another's feet. And then later on, we hear in this same gospel reading, as part of the gospel reading, they'll know you are my disciples by the love you have for each other. So it's this about being together, about thinking of others, being community together. And we saw that around this meal, you know, this Passover meal that Jesus has, this meal where Jesus had gathered his disciples and instructed them to get together to celebrate this meal. And we'll share in Holy Communion a bit later on, where we'll talk about Jesus will gives us Holy Communion. And he's not picky who comes to his communion table. Now, he invites all people, particularly sinners, to come, people who are going to trust in him for the forgiveness of sins. And if you think about that first meal that Jesus had, think about the disciples he had. He had this group of people who had followed him for about 3 years. They were people who didn't always get what he was on about. They didn't always get that he was the Messiah or what that actually meant. And then on top of that, he had Judas, the Iscariot, which we know as part of the Easter story is the one that betrays Jesus. And yet he still includes him in this meal together. And so if we think about Easter being a meal that we have with God and a meal that we have with others, a journey that we have, and tomorrow our focus is on a journey that we have with God and with others. But tonight we're looking at the meal aspect. And what I want to focus on particularly is this idea that Jesus calls us to journey with him and each other in life and for eternity. The constant thing with Jesus is he doesn't do things too much alone. He's always got, when he's doing a lot of stuff, most of his ministry is with his other disciples. And there's reasons behind that. He calls people to follow him, but he calls them to follow him with others. You know, a lot of the disciples' calls, it's not one disciple called, it's two that call together. And then in Mark, when this week in our Bible study we've been looking at Mark, and we have the whole list of disciples he calls together. He calls 12 of them. And the interesting thing, and this is important for us, is that when he calls people to follow him, like me and you, the starting point, he calls us to be with him, to simply spend time with him. Right? In Mark chapter 3:13, we hear he calls his disciples together, and the first thing he does is just be with me. And that's what Jesus does. He's calling all of us just to be with him. And there's reason that sometimes we need to be with him for comfort and forgiveness. Sometimes we need to learn. Sometimes we will need to discover God's perspective of life. But we can't do that if we're running around busy. You know, and we also know, for those of us who are Christians, we know of another story, like Mary and Martha. You know, and Martha's running around doing all this busy stuff, and Mary's at his feet, and Mary's just being with him, learning and being blessed by him, and Martha's more concerned about what she can do for Jesus. And it's important for us throughout our own Christian journey to take time to be with Jesus, to stop and to be. And that's why Christianity has often, Christians and here in our church, we encourage your personal devotions. Have time with Jesus yourself. Come to worship regularly and think. And at the end of the service, we often ask this question, what has God been saying to you today? And the reason for that is to encourage you to think about, how's your time? What's God said to you in your time with him? And for some people, it'll be different to others in the room, because what you're going through in life may be different to what others are going through. And then we see in John 14 is that this call to be with Jesus is not just an earthly call, but it's one for eternity. It's to call to go with him in eternity. He promises to come back and take us with him. And so Jesus calls us to be with him and others. The consequence of us following Jesus is he places us in relationships with others. When we come to communion, some people will think that communion is just about me and God. And that is God serving you and God forgiving you. But it is also about you and God being placed in relationship with other people. Other people who are on the same journey or a similar journey with you and Jesus. Secondly, Jesus calls us to be with him and learn from him. Some of the ways we learn from him is just by listening to what he says. He teaches us by what he says, taking notice of what he says. Other ways we learn from him, like in this evening's reading, is we watch what he does and we replicate that. Now, to the disciples on this evening's gospel reading, he had gathered them together and he had washed their feet and then said to them, "Now I've washed your feet, go and wash each other's feet as a sign of service." And so Jesus calls us to have a life that's focused on him so we can focus on others. Thirdly, Jesus calls us to serve and support each other. And that also means, and for some of us it can be challenging, being served and being supported by others, each other. You know, the nature of the church is we are a community of faith, we're a community of people who are called, yes, to worship God. But also, as part of that worship of God, is a life of service, and that's serving each other. And seeing serving others in love as a priority. Now, there's that story of the sheep and goats where Jesus says to some people after he tells this parable, the story of the sheep and goats, "I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was naked and you didn't clothe me. I was in jail and you didn't come and visit me." And he says to another group, "I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was in jail and you visited me." And his point about this particular sermon is that You know, our service of others is also a way of us serving God and seeing serving as a priority in our life. Now, it doesn't mean we become slaves to other people, and this is important to keep in mind. But Galatians reminds us is to use who we are, the freedom we have, the gifts that we have, the time that we have, the resources we have, to go and live a life not just serving ourselves, but also serving others. And this is a call from God for us. And sometimes that serving others can be challenging, but living a life of serving others as if you are serving Jesus. All right, someone once said to me, there is nobody's eyes you'll look into who aren't somebody God loves and cares. And maybe God wants to love and care for them through you. Fourthly, Jesus calls us to invite others to join him and us and be supported by him and us in ways that reflect him and his grace. You know, the challenge for us as humans is we're often impatient, aren't we? We often want things to happen. Have you ever been in the supermarket line and it's not moving as fast as you'd like to move? And you think you've been there for an hour, and it turns out if you really looked at the watch, you've been there for about 5 minutes. We kind of got this impatience. Right? Part of God's grace is to have patience with people and serve them in ways. Just today, somebody who I'd been trying to ring for the last few months, and they never got back to me, and I got frustrated because there was something I needed. And today, we actually made contact with each other. And he tells me his whole story of what's happened the last few months. And I didn't know the stuff he was going through. Right? I was quite frustrated before I heard his story. But it was good that we were able to contact him. He was able to share his story. And it encouraged me to treat him with grace rather than kind of going, you've done something wrong. And so this encouragement God gives us is one of being people who go and make disciples of all nations, all people, inviting all people to be part of his church, but also to do it in a way that shows God's grace to others. And so I want to leave you with this thought. Wherever you are, Jesus is there. Jesus promises to be with us, and nowadays through the power of his Holy Spirit. Take time to notice him. Take time to listen to him. Take time to engage with him through the scriptures, because that's where he's most clearly present. And then remember the presence of Jesus always encourages us to focus on him and others. You know, Christian spirituality, Christian life is one of not just coming to God just to focus on yourself. There are some religions which encourage people to find their inner self, and so just to come before whatever their divine is to help themselves today. But Christian spirituality is one of focusing on God and allowing him to show you how to focus on others, to help others. That's what he did in our gospel reading this evening. He gathered his disciples. He'd encouraged them to know that they have a God of freedom, because they were celebrating the Passover meal. But then he went, did this peculiar action. He went and washed their feet, which was like, it'd be like the CEO of a company coming down to wash somebody's feet, the cleaner's feet in the business. Right? He did this peculiar action because he wanted to make a point that he came to this earth to serve us. And in tomorrow, in Good Friday, we'll see how he really served us. So be supported by Jesus. Be supported by Jesus' community, the church. And if you're part of the church, support others in Jesus' name. Be the church to others. Look at ways you can help and care for others. You know, sometimes it's great, like I'll be downstairs in the hall, and out of the blue, somebody will offer somebody a lift home or invite them to dinner or lunch. This is a way of supporting people. We have people who have been part of our community, and people are looking at ways when they hear this story to support them. And that's fantastic. Because we are learning from Jesus. And here's the good news. If you feel, oh no, I've messed up, I've stuffed up, right? Oh, I'm not as good a servant as I should be. Well, the good news is God never stops serving you and never stops forgiving you. The whole message of Easter is about that message. That Jesus says, I always want to forgive you and I know you're going to need constant forgiveness so you can have life. And so may you trust in Jesus. May you listen to Jesus. May you walk with Jesus and help him to help you walk with others. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the wonderful gift of life, but also the life that you have given us through Jesus. And as we hear tonight this idea that Jesus calls us to be in a community, to receive from him, but at the same time as we receive from him, to be amongst others and to support and encourage them. Heavenly Father, we pray for your Holy Spirit to be with each one of us this Easter. May you help us to see how much you love us and serve us. And may that love and service affect who we are and how we relate to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.